Hey guys, it's Portia Who That Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and I'm an eclectic amalgamation of many seemingly paradoxical things. What does that mean anyways? It just means that I'm happy, pampered, and determined to do it big in every facet of life. And today I am super excited to talk to you guys about mentors. And you know what? A lot of people feel like a mentor has to be a person, like a business coach or a life coach. You feel like, you know what? I can't really afford a mentor, or I don't really know how to select a mentor. What's the mentor, you know, process? How does someone become one? How do I find one? Just how does this thing work out? And I really just want you guys to just consider this for a moment. When you were born, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, or your parents, grandparents, just relatives help raise you. They had a part in it. They change your diaper. They help you walk. They pick you back up when you fell. All of that was guidance throughout your life. And there are a lot of people around you your entire life that have been helping you all along, and you didn't really realize it. And so because they carried a title of aunt and uncle, or mom and dad, or sister or brother, you didn't really think of them as a mentor. But really, anybody that plays a very positive or influential role in your life is actually a mentor. And it's not just limited to people. A lot of times we have read a lot of self-improvement or self-help books, and those books have brought us through a lot of hard times. I mean, a lot of us have picked up inspirational books and we just read, and it just seemed like it was just the food that we needed at that particular time that helped us get through certain areas of our life or certain areas in our business that we really couldn't have just done it on our own. And so we have to be really thankful for the people, the great minds that have gone on before us, that have put their thoughts and their ideas down on paper, because they have mentored us. They have shaped our way of thinking and shaped our decisions and our actions in some shape, form, or fashion. And that's how a great mentor will do you. A mentor doesn't necessarily have to know you. Sometimes you're mentored by people, and sometimes you are someone's mentor and they haven't even told you that they chose you. That's why it's great to be and live the best example that you could be. You are your own testament. You are your own story. Tell your own story by living it in the most honest form that you could possibly do it. All right. This is Portia Who That Chandler. Want to know more about what I do? Please visit me online at www.portiachandler.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. Take care. God bless.